We're going to start at the bottom of Samach Tet, Hamud Bet. Here the Gemara is continuing with discussing what's included in the sale with the field. So what we've been discussing until now is, you know, when he excludes an Eilanot, he excludes the Kalim. So the Gemara lays out here a principle about how we know what's included in the field and what's not included in the field. This is Amarav. Kosh olin lo b'chevel habishiur. That when, if you want to talk about something that is distinct and unique, in the sense that if a person says levar miyilane, excluding all trees, right? Now, when is it? What is significant here in terms of trees? So now, Amarav, anything that requires a rope to climb up to the top of it, that is considered significant enough that it's distinct and will not be included in the sale. So now, next. Anything that you don't go up with the rope is not considered leftover, is not considered distinct or unique enough, meaning it's batel, the gabe, the karko, and the sail. If it's less than a rope's length high, that you don't need a rope to get up it, and it's, again, that's the Rashbam says, it's lo mikra yilane, and therefore it's batel, the gabe, the karko, and it's sold with the karko, even if you've said the var milane, it's not included in that exclusion. Dinei Gola, who are Shmuel and Karno, Amre Kosha Ol Kovsho Lo Habishiur. Kosha Eino Ol Kovsho Habishiur. The determination or the distinction between whether it's classified as part of the field or separate, meaning as a ilan, has to do with how much it obstructs the work of the field. Meaning that if they used to plow the field for the trees, or plow under the trees. If this tree causes an obstruction for the plow to go through and it doesn't bend a little bit, move out of its way a little bit, then it's classified as a tree. It's so solid, it's in the way, now it's got a status of a tree. If it's pliable, if it's not so much in the way, it's not so thick that it's in the way, then it's again not classified as an ilane, would not be included in the exclusion, and be batel gabe karka, included in the karka. Gemara says, v'lo plige. Da'ani gola and Rav do not argue. So this is basically Rav and Shmuel don't argue. Why? Because they're talking about two distinct things. What is, right? Ha bedikle, ha bilone. Right? Depends whether we're talking about a dekel or whether we're talking about ilanot. When you come to a dekel, then the relevance is rope or not rope. Think about a dekel goes very high and tall, and there are no branches on the way up. Meaning that you only have two, you have to either get a rope, get up there, or, right, you have to be able to reach it from the ground. As opposed to that, regular fruit trees, other fruit trees, fruit-bearing trees, you could scale up the tree on the branches that exist. Right. So you have ways to climb up the tree, and therefore, ropes are not necessarily relevant. And the same might be true the other way, that the Rashbam suggests that even Kedushat Ha'ol may not be relevant by Dekalim. I mean, that may not make them significant in our eyes whether the plow is obstructed by them, but rather about their height will make the distinction. So therefore, each one has its own. When you're talking about the Kalim, you want to know what's classified as a Ilan and what's not classified as a Ilan. You say, well, do you need a rope to get up? Well, you don't need to get a rope to get up. On the other hand, if you want to know in regular fruit trees what's classified as a tree or an eitz over here, that'll be determined by whether it's an obstruction for the plow or not an obstruction for the plow. So now, boy mine Rav Acha bar Huna mi Rav Sheshet. Chutz mi charuv ploni. What happens if he goes in and he says, I'm selling you the entire field except for that box of tree, that charuv. Now why? What's the chutz mi stan ploni? Or except for that sycamore, right, which is a replenishing sycamore, one that they use on a constant basis for wood. Now, Mao, what's the question? The problem is that what did our Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, ben kach u ben kach. No matter whether you say, whether you sold the field or kol ma shebetucha, there were certain items that were automatically excluded because they were so significant. What are those items? Charuv, right? Tamurkav, stana shikma. They were automatically excluded. Now, he goes ahead and says to the exclusion of this charuv. Now, had he said nothing, it would have been excluded from the sale as well. So now when he does, goes ahead and says, excluding this charuv, has he just stated what is obvious? Or maybe he's detracted from his rights. He's saying only this charuf and no other charuvim. True, I would have been entitled to all the charuvim here, but I just want this charuf. So that's what the Gemara wants to know, right? Oto charuf hu dolo kani, harshar charuvim kani. Mean that when he sells the field, everything goes except for that charuf. Even though had he said nothing, right, that he would have kept all the charuvim on the field. But here, because he specified this one, everything else goes. Odoma, shar charuvim nami lo kani. Or maybe we say, no, all the other cherubim don't go along with it. Because over here, all he was doing was saying, listen, I really want that cheruv. Not that means that the others he doesn't want, but he just wants to be sure that this cheruv is staying with him.
So saying, he's just saying the same one.
As an example of others, right? I don't know if that's harder to say unless this one's better, you know, meaning that worse than the other ones. We saw that before. If it's a deko bisha, then you can say anything above that is included. But if he just says a cheruv, then I don't know if you could say that they're all included. So amar lei lo kana. In that case, it doesn't go with the sale, meaning that it means all cheruvim. Oto cheruv is not the exclusion of other cheruvim. Nothing's included in the sale. So itve chutz micharav ploni. We have a right the brayso that says chutz micharav ploni, chutz mistan ploni, lo kana. So my love. So what does it mean lo kana? Oto cheruv hut lo kana. Hashar cheruvim kana. Says amalei lo afilu shar cheruvim lo kana. Right, no, it includes all the cheruvim are not included. Teida, I can prove that to you. Why? Diamalei sadai mechura lecha chutz mistade plonit. My field is sold to you, but not that field over there. My field is sold to you, but not the other field over here. Aihu dulo kani hachornita kani. So what are you going to say over there when he says, you know, Reuben and Shimon have a transaction. He buys field A from him. He says field A, I'm selling to you, but not field B. Now, Reuben also has field C, D, and E. So what are you going to say now? All of a sudden, because he said that you get A and not B, that Shimon all of a sudden gets C, D, and E, why should it be included in the field? Why is it? He always said to him, "I sold you my field. I sold you my field, and I'm not selling you my other field." So, but the fact that he said, "I'm not selling you my other field," now should include, right, all the other fields that he owns should go along with the sale now, because he said, not this field, and he didn't specify the other fields? No. The way the Rashi says, it's it, B'shvio, Shamar Shtut Zeh, Chutz Misad Ploni, Hin Lomar Lo Shemachar Mash Lo Ratza, Limkor. Just because he said something that was totally extraneous, unnecessary, that should deteriorate, I mean, he should detract from his rights over here, all of a sudden he should start selling things that he doesn't want to sell? No, that's not the case. Right? So he says, Sadeh Achad Nitkavein Limkor, Velo Shtayim. He intended to sell one field, and not more. So that's what Gemara says over here, the same thing. Right? So, Ela Lo Kana, Achanami Lo Kana. Just like over there when we say Lo Kana means not only the field that he excluded, but all the other fields that were never included in the sale. So to over here, the fact that he says, Oto Charuf, right, is not a detraction from what he said. True. He said, I'm selling you this field and not field B. Field B now is a Charuf. I'm selling you field A, not field B. But what about field C, D, and E? Those are the other Charuvim on the field, are C, D, and E. He never sold them multiple fields. He sold them one field. Right, so that's why they're not included. So he says, that verse is not a stira to me, and it's clear to me that the word, when we say that he says, Oto Charuv, that doesn't detract from his other rights, that other items, other fields are not included in the sale.
The way the Rashi says it,
he has one charuv that he really likes, and therefore he says, look, I want to make sure that you know that this charuv is not included. Not that it means the others are included, but I just want you to know that you're not getting your hands on this one. Now, v'ikadamre, that those that say, b'yminei rav acha b'ravunim rav sheshes, that the question was this way, chutz mechatzi charuv ploni. He says, except for half of that charuv, I'm selling you everything here. So now, chutz mechatzi stan ploni, or, you know, excluding half of the sycamore. Now again, these items would have been excluded from the sale anyway. And now he goes, except for half of them. Now, mau. Shar charuvim vadei lo kani. So at this point, the Gemara, as opposed to the other one where I had a question, here it says, it's clear that the other charuvim don't go along with the sale, because he's just addressing this charuv, not the other charuvim. So that's not the question here. What is the question over here? How much is shir beil to charuv kani? But the question is, in the charuv that he left over, he is koneh. I mean, if this charuv would otherwise not have been included in the sale. So when he says, except for half of that charuv, what is he doing? Is he saying, you don't get half of the charuv, but you do get the other half, even though technically you should get none of the charuv? Or, again, is he just extending what is otherwise true anyway, that he shouldn't get any of his charuvim? He says, you're not getting half of that charuv. So really, is the question really is the focus on the chetzi or on the charuv part? So Dilma Afilu Mashir Vato Charuv Nami Lo Kani. I'm like, Lo Kani. He says he doesn't get it. That he gets nothing over here. We don't say that just because he added on this extra lashon over here, that for some reason he loses out, it detracts from his rights, and he will still have to, he'll still get his rights over here that everything else is included, even though he used a funny lashon of chatzi charuv ploni. And the Rashbam says, extra lashon, we always say that when he's latfuye, which I think Shaul was explaining before, when he had an lashon film, we have to try to assign some meaning to what he says. So we're trying to assign some meaning to what he says over here. How do we deal with charuv ploni that he left over in the first lashon? Or the second lashon, chatzi charuv ploni. So the Rashbam says over here that it means, well, if we can't find it to make sense because he doesn't need to exclude it, we're going to say, you know what? He was leaving himself a derech. That's like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says that amocher, amocher ba'ayin yofeh. But if he says chutz mi da 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 da, then what does it mean chutz? Chutz means I'm leaving myself a derech over here because he didn't need to say it. And when he says it, that means that I'm intending to leave myself access to it. So over here, that's what the Rashbam says. When he says chutz mi charov ploni, chutz mi chetzi charov ploni, you know what he's doing? He's leaving himself access, right? He's leaving himself a route to get to that charuv. So we have to come up with an explanation for the lashon. Coming up with the explanation, we'll do something that's to his, you know, that is to his benefit over here. And his benefit would be to leave a path, and not to say that he sold all the other charuvim, but to say that he sold the other half of this charuv. That's the way the Rashbam explains it. So now Gemara is 8-vei. We have a brace that says chutz mi-chatzi charuv ploni, chutz mi-chatzi stan ploni, shar charuvim lo kana. So over there it says that all the other charuvim are not kana, right? My lav shar charuvim utlo kana hamashishir ba'utu charuv kana. The fact that the Brice explicitly says only the other charuvim are not included, maybe the other half of this charuv is included. But it says amalei lo afilu mishayir ba'utu charuv nami lo kana. No, nothing's included. Teida dil amalei sadai mechur lacha chutz mi-chasista chatzis sadeh ploni. Again, he says I'm selling you this field A and not half of field B. Right, so, what are you going to suggest over there? The one half of field B he doesn't get, but the other half of field B he does get. But he never sold him that. It's not relevant. Again, the lashon that he's using is extraneous, unnecessary, and does not come to include other items in the sale. Simply, whatever reasons, he wanted to put in this item that it's not included in the sale. But that doesn't come to indicate that there are C, D, and E are included in the sale. And over here, C, D, and E are the additional charuvim, which wouldn't otherwise be included in the sale. So now, person who puts items in for safekeeping with an individual with a shtar. I return them to you. Mahu, what's the day when he says I return them to you? What could he had a different claim? He had a better claim. He could have said, yes, you gave me the items. Yes, you have a shtar that I got these items. So, where are they? He says, Nansu. Shomrim have a right, right? That's one of the Tanot of Shomrim. Could say, Nanas. It was taken away. So, Mehemen. So, also, Hashanami Mehemen. So, over here, as a Miko, he should be believed. If he says, I return them to you, even though there's a Shtar over here, the fact that he says he returned them to you, that's good because he had another alternative claim. What was his alternative claim? Nansu. So, remember, if you remember by Migo, we had two options about why the Migo works. It was either koach hatana or ne'manut. The fact that he had an alternative claim gives him ne'manut over here, gives him believability over here. So here the Rashbam writes, in this instance he says, d'malo l'shakir. Why do you have to lie? Ibayav apater nafshe b'tana sheker. The Nansu, he could have lied and said, Nansu, umshum d'lo ratzel l'shakir, since he didn't want to lie, and he tells the truth here, v'amar exartiv ne'man. He's believed. So what you see from the Rashbam, it sounds like that the Migo over here is generating Nemanut. His Taina, he's believed over here, is Nemanut because he had an alternative claim. He had a better alternative claim, but since he doesn't want to lie and give the better claim, he told you the truth and he said Chazatim. So he's believed over here because of the alternative that was offered. So he has more Nemanut. We believe more of what he said over here because of the alternative that was available to him. Now,
in both cases, would he have, is it chayav shvuah?
Ah, very good. The Gemara is going to ask you a question. Right, so that's going to be a very good, excellent question. You're both asking.
Why is there a connection with this?
Oh, very good. Right, so there is no connection over here between this. Right. Oh, very good. Excellent. There is no connection except that the Dayane Gola appear in this sugya. So since the Gemara just dealt with Dayanei Gola versus Rav in the sugya about the tree, so the Gemara brings this down because they're also mentioned over here, Dayanei Gola. But it's nothing, you're right, there's no connection between the two sugya. This is a Baba Metzia sugya. Has nothing to do with Baba Basra. It's just inserted here because of the fact that the Dayanei Gola are the opinion, or the alternative opinion in both of these cases. Rashbam says over here that he's more Neman because he had an alternative, and therefore we believe him. He's telling the truth over here because of that. All right, so now the Gemara says, O Dilma, Amalei, or the alternative, Shtarcha b'yadi malboi. The other alternative is, wait a minute. Okay, great, you have a migo. Problem is, I have a migo, but on the other side of that migo is me holding a shtar. I, as the mafkid, right, who gave you the items, and I have a shtar that says that, why am I holding this shtar? If you give them back to me, why do I still have the shtar in my hand? So shtarcha b'yadi malboi. So the Rashbam reads this as being a case of migo b'makom edim. That's basically the question of the Gemara. I have a migo of a makom edim. Migo of a makom edim doesn't work. So it's over here.
Otherwise, there's no use of a shtar.
Right.
You're always going to be able to say
anything. What the Rashbam says, but having a shtar helps you that you can't make a claim of lo yud varim milam. So that the shtar does help you for. But shtar chabiyadi mabai over here, he's saying to him, listen, I'm holding the shtar. If you return them, you should have got taken the shtar back. The fact that you didn't take the shtar back is an indication that they're still with you. So the Rashbam reads this as migo of a makom edim. Tosus is not willing to say that it's a migo. The Re says that it can't be a migo makom edim because of the answer. Right? The answer over here is, right, Amalei Mehemen, that he's believed over here. Why is he believed? Because he has a migo. Right? He's a migo of Nansu. So if he has a migo of Nansu.
We know this is a crystal of Tame. That was the whole thing.
Right. He thinks that Migo B'Makom Edim
still works.
Right. So that is true. Right. The Rav Chisda does believe that Migo B'Makom Edim works, but the Re says, right, when he says Nansu, right, there's no proof that he's not telling the truth. So when he comes along and says, Shtarcha Miyadi Mabai, what type of question is that? I mean, that if you say the whole problem here is Migo B'Makom Edim, right, then it's the problem with Migo B'Makom Edim is that the Edim are Soter, the Migo. Over here, that's not the case. Because Nansu, when you say Shtarcha v'yadi mabai, that doesn't change the fact that he had a taina of Nansu. So the Rebbe says, I don't know, that doesn't make sense. That this is not the problem of Migo b'makom edim, because the solution, the problem of Nansu is not against the Shtar. Right, so the Rebbe says that the Havamini of the Gemara is that he would be believed without a Shavua, which is your question. The Havamini of the Gemara is that he's Neman and Neman without a Shavua. Then, when he comes back and says, Shtarcha b'yadi mabai, that side of Shtarcha b'yadi mabai is a question, wait a minute, how could he believe without a Shavua? The other person has a Shtar. And the Shtar should be Mechayev a Shavua. So that's, according to me, that's the question here, the two Tzadim. The study wants that is that, should be Neman without a Shavua? And then the question, the other side is, no, Shtarcha b'yadi mabai, that should be Chayev a Shavua. According to Rashbam, it's Migo b'makom edim, right? And if it's Migo B'Makom Edim, why should he believe? We said Migo should be believed, and then Migo with the Shtar means Migo B'Makom Edim, why should he be believed? Says Amalei Mehemen, he is believed in this instance. So let him say Shtar Chabi Adim Abai. Mean that, okay, he's believed. According to the Rashbam, it's still Migo B'Makom Edim, and according to the Tosas, it's a Migo that should require a Shavua over here. Not, he should require a Shavua because he has a Shtar. So Amalei, V'Litamech, V'Chi Amalei Nensu, Mi Amatze Amalei Shtar Chabi Adim Abai. Wait a minute. In the case of Nansu, if the Shomer, if one of the Shomrim says Nansu, so then the Mafkid says, Shtarcha b'yadi mabai. That's not a stira. That's not a problem. Shtarcha b'yadi mabai is not a problem over here. So Amalei, sof, ki Amalei Nansu, lab shvua boy. So this was your question, right, David and Shaul. In the end, when you say, make a claim of Nansu, you have to take a shvua to Shomrim. Achanami, my Neman. So what does it mean, Neman over here? Neman b'shvua. That he's believed with a shvua over here. So now it's interesting over here. The Rashbam over here seems to say, if you look at the top Rashbam, it says, Vayidei Migo lo matzit the miftere mishvua. The Migo does not pull to you from shvua, the etanato, the kamel below shvua. Kirichtiv shvat Hashem te ebin shneyem. Now what do you see over here? Before we were suggesting that the Nemunu comes from the fact that he had an alternative claim. That's what the Rashbam was explaining. That alternative claim makes us believe more. It gives more believability to what he said over here. On the other hand, right, when he says over here that the Shvua, by Nensu, he has to take a Shvua, so over here he has to take a Shvua, sounds like that the Tana, or what he has now, drives its koach from the alternative Tana. Right? That the Beis Din could have been towing on his, he could have been towing Nensu. If he's towing Nensu, that would have been a great Tana. So we see over here that he also has a good Tana because the alternative, I mean, he wins in the case, not because he's believed more, but because he had a better Tana on the other side. Ah, but the better Tana he had what in it? Had a Shavua in it. So if the better Tana had a Shavua, he can't be any better than his better Tana. So he can't be any better than his better Tana. He's going to require a Shavua over here. This almost sounds like the other tzad, or another possibility, the Chagir of Migo, which is that before we said the Migo was that he's just believed. He's believed because he has the alternative Tana, and he's really believed over here. Over here it sounds like... Right, exactly. That here, the other Tana. So it's not Mukhrach. You could say exactly the way you just expressed it, by the way, which is that his Nemanut is because he had an alternative Tana. He can't be any more Neman right, than the other Tana. But the other possibility is now, we're suggesting, is that his Nemanut derives from the fact that he had an other Tana. That Tana would have been the Tana, and he wins because of the other Tana. The other Tana would have required a Shavua. So also over here, he's going to require Shavua. He can't have less than it. That's what it sounds a little bit from the Rashbam over here.
Now,
so this is a huge issue here, the Shavua. All right, we'll get to that once. I was just about to do that with you.
What
Shavua is he taking here? When he makes the claim of Nensu, what Shavua are you taking? So everybody else in the world, most Rishonim in the world believe that the Nensu is just a regular Shavua to Shomrim. Shavua to Hashem Tia Ben Shnehem. That's the Pasuk in the Torah, which says that if you make a claim of Nensu, Shavua to Hashem Tia Ben Shnehem, that's Shavua to Shomrim, you take a Shavua like any other Shomer. Right. So that's a Shavua of Nensu. Shavua Nensu is a Shavua de Oraisa. No questions asked, no problems here. Except for the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam runs into a problem here. This is from the Gemara in Baba Kama. I mean, now that you raise the issue, the Gemara in Baba Kama deals with the problem of the differences between Pikadon and Milveh. Over there, there's a huge machlokus between Rashi and the Tosvot, and then the two Shitot and the Tosvot. Rashi says that the difference between Milveh and Havkadah or Pikadon is that by Milveh you require... Right, mode b'miksas. Right, well, according to Rashi, it's simply that ein meiz adam b'fnei bal chuvo. It's simply that. That ein adam meiz panav b'fnei bal chuvo. And therefore, mode b'miksas is a cover-up. He really should be kofer b'kol. Right, he's too scared to be kofer b'kol, so he's mode b'miksas. Therefore, we force the shuvah on him to take the shuvah. That only has application by chuv. Does not have application by pikadon, because pikadon meiz u'meiz. Right, he would be meiz panav. So if he's meiz panav, he would have been kofer b'kol. Since he's mother mixed up, we should believe him over here, because he could have been kofer bakol. So he has a migo. That's why Rashi goes to the sugi over there. Tosfos disagrees. He says, no, that there is no difference between bal chov and pikadon. Now, there are two shitot, but I won't get into the other shitot. We'll go to Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam is relevant over here. Rabbeinu Tam says that mother mixed applies to all shvuat shomrim. That shvuat shomrim all require mother mixed, including nensu. Right, the Shvat HaShomrim, if you take a Shvat Nensu, also, you're not Chayav in Nensu unless you're Modem Miksat. Right, so that's...
We have to figure out how to structure
these days. Right, so then all the cases of Shvat HaShomrim. Right, so how do you come up with Modem Miksat? There is one, right, the Shvat HaShomrim, one Shvat HaShomrim that doesn't require Modem Miksat, but Nensu does require Modem Miksat. So this presents a huge problem for the Rabbeinu Tam. This Gemara over here. This Gemara over here says, Nensu, right, Lav Shvua Boy, doesn't it require a Shvua over here? So now, according to Rashi, that's fine. According to the other sheet that Tosfos there, also in Baba Kama, that what? Nensu requires a Shavua by itself. So here, he makes a claim of Nensu, he's going to have to take a Shavua de Oraisa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you say Nensu, what Shavua are you taking over here? He doesn't require a Shavua unless there's also a modem mixas included in that. So what Shavua are you talking about here? Then, what are you going to say? It's Shavua to Hesed. So the Tosfos over here proves that it can't be talking about a Shavua de Rabbanon over here. Shavua de Rabbanon of Hesed is definitely not what the Gemara is discussing over here. Yeah. So the Rabbeinu Tam does this over here, comes up with a solution, he does it in other places, and says that there was an interim takana. That's not mentioned here. It's an interim takana, which was that later on, Rav Nachman, when they instituted Shavua de Hesed, which was that to protect against all these people who knew that if you were kofer bakol, you'd be patur. So instead of being mother mixat, the Michaev Shavua de Oraisa, they went in with kofer bakol. They got smart. In that, the whole time that mother mixat works, or kofer bakol a person wouldn't do, in Me'ez Adam, if Me'ez Chovo only works when people haven't figured out the game. When they figure out the game, then they are kofer bakol because it's a better time for them. So that, the Rav Nachman Kiman says Shavua HaSeit by anything. Any denial will require Shavua HaSeit. So that, the Gemara is clearly not talking about here, Tosfos proves, not talking about Shavua HaSeit. The Beinu Tam says it was an interim stage. It was an interim stage where they instituted a Shavua on Nensu. Right, that was not is a Shavua de Rabbanan, Not the Shvud Horaisa Modem Mixas and Nensu together. That's one. Not Shvud Haseit, which was the final Takana of the Rabbanah that everything requires Shvud Haseit, but some sort of interim Tana, to interim Shvua, the Rabbanon, that when you said Nensu, right, he says, before the Takana of Shvud Haseit. So there was this interim Shvua that has to do with Nensu, it was a Shvud Rabbanon, but not Shvud Haseit, because that can't clearly be what it's talking about here. I'm not going to go through the proofs of why the Tosa says this is not talking about a Shvat HaSeid over here. Alright, so that's what they, just a little back Chazorah on Bava Kama, right, as already in Bava Metzias, so we might as well go back to Bava Kama also, do a little Chazorah on those sugyas of the Rebbeinu Tam. Make the point here, Shtarcha B'yadi Mabai, right, automatically, right, that when the Malva says Shtarcha B'yadi Mabai, he's believed. Right, over here by the Mafkid and the Nifkad, right, why don't we automatically say that Shtarcha B'yadi Mabai is a Trump claim, it's a great claim. Why is that difference? So, the reason, or the difference, according to the Rabbeinu, the Rashbam, the difference is, by Lova, you're missing the Migo, which is, Vagabi Lova, like a Shomigo, Dafilu Tan Nensu, Tarech Lashalim, Milva Lo Tan Itna. You don't have the claim of Nensu, right? The Lova never has the claim of Nensu, so therefore, Shtarcha B'yadi Mabai is a good claim. It's a good Tano because you don't have the offsetting Migo. Right, you have nothing to counter that claim. That's why he says, over here, Shtarcha B'yadi Mabai is a little shaky, standing on shaky ground. Because by Milvit, there is no shaky ground because there's no Migo. There's no other alternative. Shtarcha B'yadi Mabai is a great claim. Now, the Tosfos asks, so the Ifilu L'man D'amar, Modeh B'shtar Shekadvo Tzarich L'kaimo U'mehemen Lovet L'omar D'peruahu. Right? In a case, a person who's Modeh B'shtar Shekadvo, that yes, the Shtar was written, right, and has to be Mekuyam and based in, and the Lova is believed to say that it was Parua. If he's the one who admits, right, that it is a good Shtar, he can still say it's Parua because he has to be Mekayim, the Malva has to be Mekayim in his based in. But then, we don't say over there, Shtar Chav Yadi Mabai. Right, how come over there we don't make a claim for the Malva? Right, the Malva over there has the Shtar. And the Lova comes along and says, yeah, it is a good Shtar. I mean that otherwise, a Malva who has a Shtar has to be Mekayim in based in. Even if the Lova comes along and says, it is a good Shtar, but it's Parua, the Lova is believed in that case. Why don't we say that the Malva can make a claim of Shtarcha B'yadi Mabai? How come he requires a Kiyum Beis Din?
Because there's a Riyuta.
What's the Riyuta? So that's a Riyuta. So what's the Riyuta over here? It's an interesting, so Tosfos says, why is there a Riyuta over here? Why does he have to be Mekayim in Beis Din? So he says, this is an unbelievable statement here. He says, V'lomarim ken Shtarcha B'yadi Mabai, how to mishum dezimnin apshite desafra zayirle. In general, the Lovet has to pay for the Shtar. He's the one who has to pay for the Ktivat Shtar. So that the Malva gives it for him. He pays on his behalf. So over here, that's not the case over here. The Nifkad has no reason to be paying up the Shtar, paying for the money. So now the Malva holds on to the Shtar because he wants his money back. He paid for the Shtar, and the Lovet was supposed to pay for the Shtar. So he's holding on to the Shtar, because the Shtar come your buddy, he says, because you're holding it to get the money back for paying for the... You laid out the money for the sofer, so you want your money back, that's why you're holding on to the Shtar. You're not holding on to the Shtar because the milveh is still outstanding, because you want your money back for the writing of the Shtar. So there's a reason for the Malveh to have the Shtar independent of the milveh itself. Over here, that can't be true. By Mafkin and Nifkad, that's not true. Because the Nifkad has no reason to write a Shtar. It's the Mafkid who needs the Shtar over here. So the Nifkad, you can't say the Mafkid can't say, oh, I'm holding on to the Shtar because you, the Nifkad, should have paid for it. The Nifkad has no reason to pay for it. So Tosfos says, that's one answer over there. He says, he gives alternative answers. Maybe because of your questions, he has alternative answers over here. But oh, the Hatam Lobe Ma'amin Lamalve, Laniach Shtar Biado. The Lovet believes the Malvet to leave the Shtar with his hand, and that comes to answer your question. Because over there, we had the Gemara in B'metziah, Mishom, Dechtiv Beit, Chumat Yishirim, Tenachim, that the Lovet believes that Hashem gave the money to the Malvet because he must be a good person, he must be a tzaddik, so it must be that he is a believer, was a Neman. Right, that's the whole idea right there. The Gemara talked about the idea that the Malvet was definitely, in those days, definitely a view that a person borrowed money. Right, that was considered to be something that was not a positive quality to go into debt. And therefore, it must be that Hashem's upset at this person. And the person who is lending the money, who has the money to lend out, must be in the favor in Hashem's eyes. So it's clear that Malva over there says the Malva must be someone who's Neman. He must be a Yoshar. So he's willing to leave the Shtar with him. Right? That's one possibility. And then he goes, about a nifkad and a maminat a mafkid. Right? There are the nifkad and the mafkid. He believes, right, the nifkad has no reason to have the mafkid be neman. The mafkid believes the nifkad. But the nifkad doesn't have any reason to say that the mafkid is neman with him. Right? And therefore he would never give the pikadon back if they got the shtar, because there's no reason to believe the mafkid. The last thing is owned in medakte kolchach loveh achar malveh lefisha sado tova. That's the last thing, which refers back to what we just talked about in Baba Kama, is that the loveh is a little embarrassed to ask the malveh for his shtar back, because the malveh did him a favor by lending him the money in the first place. Over here, by the mafkid and nifkad, the nifkad is the one who did the favor. So he doesn't worry about asking the mafkid back for his shtar. So these are all reasons why Tosa says that there is a claim of shtar chabiyodi mabai, even without the shtar, even by loveh, you need a kiyum shtar. Over here, but even without the kiyum shtar, there's still some value to the shtar chabiyodi mabai. And then the second thing which we dealt with is why shtar chabiyodi mabai apply only by pikadon and not by milveh, because again, by milveh there's no migo. I mean, why is he neman over here against the shtar by pikadon and not by milveh? It's because by milveh there's no migo. Right now, I invite you in the Gemara. So he says, Lema plukta dani tonight. Let's say this machlokis over here, or this, the fact that Rav Chisda says ne'aman over here, is really subject to a machlokis tanaim. The Tanya, shtar kis, you would say ala yitomim. Right, so here, shtar kis is basically an investment. Somebody invested money with their father, with the yitomim's father, and now we know, we're going to see in a second, but we know this from before in Bava Metzia, when you put money in as a, right, into as an investment, 50% of it is classified as a loan, and 50% of it is classified as a pikadon. That's the 250. So this guy shows up, he says, I invested 100 shekel with your father. So Dayani Golamishvabagovekulo. He takes the shwa and he gets all of his investment back. But Dayane Eretz Israel. So Dayane Golah, we saw before, where Shmuel and Karno. Dayane Eretz Israel, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they say Nishbabagove Mechza. He takes the shwa and he gets half. And when he takes Nishba Govechemetz over here, it also says that he only takes the shwa from Mechza. He doesn't take the shwa on the whole thing. Even though his claim is on the whole thing. Nevertheless, he doesn't take a shvua on the whole thing, because that's, we saw that in Bava Metzia, right? Right, exactly. The first mission of Bava Metzia, that he takes, I have no less than a half here. He has to take something that's not mara, his taina. His taina is that I own the whole thing. So if he's mara the whole thing, and then we only give him half, that's mara's taina. So we say, no, he takes a shvua on half over here. Or he can say no less than half. Somehow he takes a shvua, then it upholds his position. Alright, so he goes, Amri Nishba Bagova Mechza. Udukuli Ama Istuhu de Naradai. And everybody holds with Naradai. That's what I was telling you before, the Naradai from Bab Mitzil, which is the Amri Naradai, I Iska Palga Milve, Palga Pikadon. Half of it's a loan and half of it's a Pikadon. Why? What's the difference? Because if something is a Milve, if you have a Shtar, you have something that shows that you have a Milve by the father and the Yisomim, you come to collect from the Yisomim, then you take a Shvu'an, you're allowed to collect your Milve. Other than a Pikadon, you cannot collect. Pikadon is much harder to collect. Even with the Shvua, you can't collect the Pikadon from the Yitomim. We're going to see, we'll talk about this in a second. So because of that, right, the Dayanei Eretz Yisrael say what? Right? My love, I can mitzvah. Marzavar amatzei amalei shtar chabiyodi maboy. Right, so the Dayanei Gola, and this is why this Gemara is found over here, Dayanei Gola says shtar chabiyodi maboy. I have a shtar that says that I invested with your father. So I should be able to get back all my money. Shtar chabiyodi maboy. Umar Sarva lo Amre. The other side is no. We say that there's a Migo. The Migo is what? Nansu. Migo is Nansu. So since he has a Migo of Nansu, maybe the father can say, Chizarti lecha. I repay them to you. So if he says, so over here we're towing on behalf of the Yitomim. We're towing on the behalf of the Yitomim. Chizarti lecha. My father gave them back to you. Why do they believe there's a shtar here? They're believed because of the Migo of Nansu. Same claim that their father could have made. So look, the Gemara says, no. The Kuliyama is the Uddur of Chista. Everybody holds Rav Chista that there is a Migo, B'makom, the star over here, of Nensu. V'ochka miflegei. The Gemara says, V'im ita de parei meymar havi amar. Had he paid him back, the father would have told the children about it. Right? The father would have told the children, listen, I paid them back. Umar saver imor malachamavis who danse. Who says that he had time? I mean, he's on his deathbed, he's dying, he didn't have time to tell him, or... First of all, obviously there's a case where he dies suddenly or something happens to him. Of course he had an appetite to tell. But even when he's on his deathbed, he's not thinking about this. It's not on the top, that's not top of his, mind over here. Now, the, Gemara says that the truth is that he should have said something. We only say that he should have said something when there's a shtar outstanding. mean, that if there's no star outstanding, then the father doesn't have to think about it. He doesn't think about a milvah pet. But he knows there's a star outstanding against him, then he should have instructed something to his kids. It's not a general principle that you have to tell everything you ever did to your kids, right? No, you have to tell them when there's when you know there's a star out there and that's going to become a problem for your kid, then you need to say something. Right? One mandarma says we are toying on their behalf. The other one is, no, we're not toying on their behalf, because if there wasn't really a gzarti lecha, it should have been said. Right? And the father, the fact that the father didn't say it to them, they said, we don't know what happened. So now when they say we don't know what happened, do we toin exactly the chah on your behalf? That's exactly the question. Do we toin exactly the chah? So one mandamer says, we are toin for exactly the chah, because Malachamav is ansei, and therefore he didn't have time to say anything. The other side is no. He said something. Why? Because, right, he could say exactly the chah, and the fact that he didn't say something takes away that tana. Now Tosa says, wait, what about the other tana? What about the tana of Anansu? Why aren't we towing on behalf of the Yitomim that Nansu? So find the father. If the father can make a claim of Nansu and he'd be Patur, why don't we make that claim on behalf of the Yitomim? Nansu? They say we don't know what happened. So if we don't know what happened, the father has two tanot. One would have been Nansu, one would have been Hegzar Tilecha. We've eliminated Hegzar Tilecha because he should have told them about it. But what about Nansu? So the Mes said, Tosa says over here, it's unbelievable. Tosa says that, and Ninan, when we say we're towing on behalf of the Yitomim, we're only towing to Dabar Shechiach. That's normal. What's normal? That's exactly the chah. That's a normal claim. But a case of Nansu is lo shchiach. When it's lo shchiach, we're not towing on behalf of the Yitomim, and a davar she'enu shchiach. So it's amazing. So amazing thing that Tosfos differentiates in these instances over here. All right. So now the Gemara continues. So now we're going to have the psak halacha. Sholach Rav Huna ba'avin a matkid etzel chaveru b'shtar. Someone who gave over the shtar. V'amar lo exarti lecha ne'amon. So that's like Rav Chista. Shtar kisa yotzeal yitomim nishba v'golve kulo, and the shtar kisa yotzeal chitomim, and then he's nishba, he's govel kulo. Mar says tarte, so tarte de satre. By the father, if it was the father alive and he said I return the money to you, nemon, he's believed, and the shtar doesn't mean anything. Yet when it comes to the yitomim, we say they got to pay the whole thing. He takes the shvua and he takes the whole thing. So Mar says shani otom dimite de pari meimar habayamar. Even according, this is the way what Rav Huna Bar Avin is suggesting is that, yes, he's Neman. He's Neman, right, but by the case, true, in any other case, you're Neman because you have the Migo. But over here by the Tomim, they're not Neman because there was a Mirah in the Migo because he should have said something. The father should have said something. The fact the father didn't say something means that we can no longer toin on behalf of the Tomim, Hegzarti the Chav, because he didn't say something. So that's the answer. Rav Amar, Rav says, Hilchasa Nishba Begova Mechsa. No, the halacha is that he's nishba and he only gets half. Marzutra, hilchasa k'dayani gola. Rav Chaim Marzutra says, no, the halacha is like the dayani gola, which is that you get kulo. You get like Rav Chis, you get kulo. And not like Rav, who says you only get half over here. So Amalei Ravina, the Marzutra, hama Rav, nishba v'gova mechza. What do you mean? How could you argue on Rav here, Marzutra? He says, Amalei, anan dayani de gola, ipcha matninana. I had my opinion of the dayani gola was mechza. So that's what the halacha will be. Rav says that the halacha is nishba begovim mechza. He takes the shvua and he gets the half. Why does he get half? He gets the half of the, what? He gets the half of the milveh, half of the investment, because that he's entitled to do. But the pikadon half, he doesn't get. Why doesn't he get the pikadon half? Because he should have said something. The father should have said something. And since he didn't say something, right? He is not, they're not neman anymore. But what does that imply? That implies that the actual father himself, had he been alive and said Hegzar Tilecha, he would have been believed in Amigo. Problem with this is that there's a steer in Rava's Shita. So all the Rishonim here have to deal with how to reconcile between Rava. Here, the steer in Rava is that Rava says in the Gemara in Shavuos that if I say Hegzar Tilecha, I'm not believed, because if I have a shtar, you have to return it to me with Edim. And over here, Rava's saying, no, that you have Amigo, and it's fine, you don't need Edim. So Rav Avraham says, no problem. I'll tell you what the solution to the problem is. The solution to the problem is that the Gemara in Shavuos is talking about that amigo. With that amigo, you're right. Hegzar Tilecha does nothing for you. Hegzar Tilecha would require edim. Min adin. Right, so that's the problem with the Rav Avraham. Where is the case where the amigo doesn't work? Right? That's what you have to come up with. The Rav Avraham is a case where he doesn't have a claim of Nansu. For whatever reason, he's eliminated the case of Nansu. Because he says, right? Right, so maybe, right. Case of Milveh, where there's no Nansu, right? But there, the problem with Gemara and Shavuos is that it's talking about a Pikadon. It's not talking about a case of Nansu. It's talking about a case of Pikadon. So that case, right, so the Rivam. Now, the Rashbam over here says there's no Stira. Why is there no Stira over here? He says, because Rav over there is agreeing to Rav Acha. Rav Acha is the one who says that. Now, when Rav agrees, it doesn't mean that he agrees entirely. He agrees maybe to a portion of it. Rav never explicitly says that he agrees with Rav Acha. It just says, Michlal Lutervayu. From this, we can infer they both hold. So the Rashbam says that that's not really that telling you what Rav holds. Rav is left in a question. And over here, we clarify what Rav's position is. That's the Rashbam's position. And Tosfos over here gives the last answer, which is when it was talking about the Rabbeinu Tam and the problem of Nensu and Shavua. He also gives an answer over here. So he says, over there, v'tzarech lefaresh, v'tzarech lekzolo b'shtar, im einu rotzeh lishava, aval b'shava ne'aman, keichet tolok shei d'rava d'rava. So that he says over there. The Gemara in Shavuos is saying, listen, you have a shtar, and you want to say a gzar to the chal. You have two options now. Either you have a dim, or a shtar, that you give it back, or you take a shavua. If you want to take a shvua, yes, you're neman b'migo. That's what Tosfos says. That's what Rav is saying over here. Migo works.
That makes sense to work hard.
Right.
So that sort of addresses the idea of what the shvua is over here.
Right. He says, you want a migo? True. You got to take a shvua. You don't want to take a shvua? Show up with edim. Because shtar chavi edim haboy is a good claim over there. So that's the way Tosfos reconciles. There are three ways to reconcile the steer and Rav's sack from there. The Gemara there, it says that if you have a shtar in your hand, right, then I require Edim to say that I returned it. That's what Rav says over here. Over here, Rav says, I have a Migo. So I had to reconcile. So the Rivam says, yes, Migo Edim, you would require Edim. The Migo, that's what Rav is now expanding on Ishita. True, you wouldn't need Edim. But now when we have a Migo, you are Neman Bishvua. That's the Rivam's position. The Rashbam says, no Stira, because it's not really clear from the Gemara and Shavuos what Rav's position is. The Gemara is inferring, you could dissect Rav's position so you only hold like Rav Acha and half of it. So Rashbam says no Stira, because we're not clear about Rav. Rav clarifies his position over here. The Tosfos gives the answer, right, that the no Stira over here, because over there he was talking about no Shavua. If you want to return and say exactly the Chal you believe with that Shavua, you need a Dim or you need a Shtar. If you want to do it with the Migo, you need a Shavua. And that was what the Gemara did at the top here. Migo only works with the Shavua because of Net. What was your alternative claim? It was Nensu. Nensu requires a Shavua. So the Migo requires a Shavua. So that you want, your options are a Shavua with a claim of Exar Tilecha. And that's a Migo plus Shavua. Or bring a Dim or bring a Shtar that you return it. And then you won't have to take a Shavua. Stop over there.